Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday and said his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out the wishes of the people.
We are trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this obviously there needs to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
However, he offered little evidence of sweeping claims of waste and fraud. President Trump also said he always obeys a judge's order after some judges have blocked some of the administration initiatives. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen's been released from U.S. custody. That's one day after American Mark Fogel was freed. He was detained by Russia for 3.5 years. President Trump welcomed him to the White House last night. The war in Ukraine will be a topic for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's in Belgium meeting with the Ukraine Contact Group. Parts of Virginia got more than a foot of snow. There are 3 storm fronts in the U.S. Rain in Southern California a concern because of mudslide fears. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens over their son's asthma death. Shannon and William Schmidtneck's 22-year-old son Cole died in January of last year. According to the lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges Optum Rx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. The city of Green Bay will receive over $3.9 million to replace 3 buses in its transit system. The money comes from fines collected from Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests in the 2010s. The new buses will replace old, energy-inefficient buses using the funding from the State of Wisconsin Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program. The program is funded through a court settlement resulting from Volkswagen violating the Federal Clean Air Act. Janesville, Wausau, and Beloit will share in the $11.8 million in grants announced this week. It was anything but an ordinary day at Nicolet Elementary in Green Bay. The Milwaukee Brewers' famous racing sausages made an appearance at the school yesterday, giving first grade teacher Megan Fletcher the Brewers' Grand Slam Teacher Award. The school got a $1,000 check for school supplies. Then the famous racing sausages lived up to their name by racing around the gym. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number 3 all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's just a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Flack and the campaign for lead-free water before discussing immigration in the city of Milwaukee with Mayor Cavalier Johnson and getting organized with Dr. Robert Craig.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
This is the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, WISS.
BW. GBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three of Mino the Mayor. Mino's off today, and Frank Hermans, Elvis and the Mayor, are here.
Oh, that's right. I'm still here.
You're still here.
And thank you. I'm having a blast, Jim.
You've got, this is going quick. Let's just talk about your show for the people who just tuned in now. You're at the Capitol Theater in Manitowoc tonight.
Tonight, yep.
With a hilarious show.
Yeah, it's called Anchorman. Hello, Green Bay. It's all about 1974 in the TV business of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh, and I play Frank Burgundy of WDUM News. News, you can understand.
And who are you hounding?
Tom Zaleski.
So that's going to be good. And you're at the Capitol Theater, Manitowoc, tonight. There's still tickets. And then, of course, you kick off quite a run here, right?
Yeah, we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Meyer Theater. And then next week, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So lots of shows to catch. Make sure you come on out and see some great music and great funny comedy.
And for people who are like, oh, my God, Valentine's Day is in 2 days, they can get tickets.
They still can get tickets. Yeah. And it's fluffy snow. Fluff, don't worry about the weather. It's fluffy snow. Yeah.
Even with snow, we're gonna talk a little bit boating here. And are you a boater, Frank?
I have had many boats. I don't have a boat right now, but I always rent one when we go out on vacation. We rent a pontoon boat and a speedboat, and I.
My
kids.
Strategy is I have friends with boats.
Smart.
Good strategy.
It is. And it works.
Cost effective.
It is. So John Kramer, and you've been here before. You are a photographer with the Press Times. I know you teach at NWTC because they see you out there.
Well, I don't teach. I'm an academic coach and don't want to.
Well, they call us teachers. And I think
I'm not a teacher. No, I'm just a tutor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I got someone for you to work on here.
Not here right now.
Right?
I got
a great classes this semester. And Kevin Osgood, and you guys are both with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. You're here for a couple reasons. I want to talk about boater safety just in general, because would that be your main focus, is to educate people on boater safety?
That is the primary mission of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. We are civilian volunteers, so we uniform up and we get out there and we spread the word about recreational boating safety, wearing your life jacket and how important that is. And we do vessel safety checks for people. And the Green Bay Boat Show is opening this weekend, so it's starting to be that thought.
Exactly. You
know, people who hang out every weekend that they can at Longtail are already thinking about when that boat's going back in the water. Right. And they're scratching their head going, how far back in storage is my boat? So now's the time to be thinking about, is my fire extinguisher up to date? Do I have everything I need? Because now you can get it. It's on the shelves at Fleet Farm and other places, because in the spring, when everyone's trying to get it, it'll be gone.
So that's a really good point. I mean, the Super Bowl's over. So it's time to start thinking about, you know, the next phase of your life. And this is a good one. Be prepared. Do people have to have a license to operate their boat?
You do not have to have a license. But if you're born after 1989, then you need to take a boating safety class. And have that class. And the DNR offers an online one. We offer in-person classes, which is really, I think, tremendously better. John's got a great schedule set up this spring for classes.
And how fun is that to meet other people in the class, because I think so much is gained from other students, and that's why I much prefer teaching in class versus online.
Right, the conversation that just naturally comes up in the questions, because you know what it's like in a class. Everyone will have the same question, but only one person's brave enough to ask it, and then that leads to lots of conversation and lots of new discoveries.
So. Well, what's nice, Jim, you and I are grandfathered in, because we were born before 1989.
Were we, Frank?
So, yeah, we were.
Tell me about these classes. Yeah. I think this is really important, and, you know, we are a huge boating community.
We are a very huge. I got the numbers a couple years ago. More than 70,000 registered recreational boats in Northeast Wisconsin. 70,000+ of them. Now think about those busy 4th of July, the opening, that first weekend in May when the water is still cold, but the air is perfect and you hit the boat out there. And then look around and realize 80% of the people out there really have never taken a class and don't really know what to do in a bad situation.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Yeah, it is.
So at the boat show, John, what are they gonna, when they come and talk to you? I mean, are they gonna ask how do I where do boat launches, or what's the most common question you're gonna get when someone comes and talks to you at the boat show?
So I'm the new guy.
You're the new guy.
I'm still figuring all this out.
Okay, you're going to
But what we offer at the boat show is we have the ability to give you a little flyer. Okay. And we also have posters on the two programs that we offer, which is the vessel safety checks, which are free. And we come to you, can do a boat's up to 64 feet, correct?
Right.
And then we also have, you know, you got a QR code. You can zap it with your phone and you can sign up for the boating safety classes.
Chuck, tell me a little bit about that boater safety class. Is it over at your place here at the boat launch, or where do you hold that, and how much is it?
I don't know the amount. I'll have to get that that to you. What? And the location is in a spot. I'll have to get to you also.
I mean, I want to put that on our website, because people, it's a fun thing to do. You meet some other people, right? Kids can meet other, well, they're not kids anymore, 89. But anyway, it's something that they should all do. And isn't the biggest thing the life preservers, and they're not cumbersome? They just are so, there's nothing to them anymore.
The technology on life jackets, or PFDs as we call them.
Right.
I was at the very first boat show I went to in my first year in the auxiliary, kind of where John is now, was I had a conversation with a young lady at the booth, and she asked if she needed to wear a life jacket on her stand-up paddleboard. And I said, in Wisconsin, you need to have the life jacket with you, but you don't have to wear it, but it will only save your life if you're wearing
correct.
It.
Correct.
And she said, well, it will ruin my tan line. And, you know, I wanted desperately to say, well, then the tan lines won't be seen at your funeral anyway. Yes. But I
you
didn't,
know what,
but
though, it could be that serious. It could be that serious,
I see those
Kevin.
Paddle boards out in the middle of lakes with people.
And I'm a paddler, and
I know,
absolutely
I have
love
one
it.
Too. I absolutely love it. Even though you have it tied to your foot, you know, that could come right off,
right.
And you could hit your head or something.
Or somebody will hit you.
Yes.
You may not do anything wrong the whole time you're out there. But
that one thing,
that one power thing. Boater who might not see you and just might be distracted for a second, and life can change in an
instant.
All right,
so both you guys with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, John Kramer and Kevin Osgood, your main focus is to educate, inform people on boater safety. Now, what if someone comes to your booth and wants to be one of you?
That's great. As we put a potato sack over their head, throw them in the van. No.
You're not desperate? So. Last time I was at your event, you had a lot of people there, I thought.
We have a lot of people, and a lot of people are interested. And it's a really unique organization. So trying to explain what we do, that we are uniformed civilian volunteers. We are a part of Team Coast Guard. We actually, you know, when we take our pledge of membership and we follow the directives of the Commandant of the Coast Guard, I mean, we're here to augment and assist them. So there is a process. There's a rather lengthy application, but it's all online. It's not as hard as it looks when you first see it. And we have an HR officer that will help people.
So, John,
that
how did
process.
You get involved?
Well, that's what I was just going to mention is, you know, I medically retired from the Army, so I left not necessarily on my terms. And I still had that itch to give back to the community, give back to the country. And so I was a master sergeant in the Army, and I just did it so I could one day wear a butter bar. So
you got to admit, though, uniforms, those are cool uniforms.
Yeah. Well, I look good.
Yeah. They're sweet. Slimming.
Okay, John.
I didn't realize how comfortable they were.
Yeah, I bet. So you wanted to give back. You wanted to stay engaged. And
so obviously there's a little bit, the requirements are a little bit less than being you know, active duty in the Coast Guard or in any of the uniformed services. So, yeah, so I'm medically retired, but I'm medically okay to be in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. There's no physical requirements. There's no medical checks. Just got to be a U.S. citizen and have a clean record, and you can join us.
And what is the time commitment? Is it up to the individual? What do you look for? Because I think people would like to be part of that. I just think some people just love the water in this community. And like you said, we got 70,000 registered voters in Northeast Wisconsin. And they want to give back a little bit, too. You know, especially the youth. I talk about that often. But, you know, I work at a homeless shelter. And you wouldn't believe the number of kids that, you know, the football team from Preble, the swim team from UWGB. And they just, and they don't have to do it. They really say, look, you know, I just want to give back a little bit. That's like an awesome thing at their age, you know, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You can join us at that young age. If you're thinking about the military service and want a little taste of it, this is an opportunity to do that.
We have a great story from the Green Bay Flotilla from several years ago, put it that way. A young teenager who was associated with a maritime business here in Green Bay joined the Coast Guard Auxiliary here in Sturgeon Bay. And got qualified to watch stand. He was doing the radio watch stand while folks were out on patrol. And he went through the AIM program. So at 17, he's going through the Academy Preparation Program in the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Wow.
And he was accepted to the Coast Guard Academy in the very first class after 9/11. And at this moment, he's the executive officer of the Coast Guard Cutter Kimball in the Northern Pacific, shadowing Russian and Chinese ships off the coast of Alaska. And his assignment before that was on the Cutter Mobile Bay in Sturgeon Bay. So he got to come home and be commanding officer of a ship near home. And he's just a great guy. Eric Quigley, Quigley Marine, used to be well known in Green Bay. And he was a member of our flotilla as a teenager. And it just opened up a huge
platform. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
And I think part of our job here on this show is to inform people. I think we had a lady on here earlier today from the Hull Resource Center, and this is Give Back Green Bay. 50 organizations, and you read through them, it's like, you know, and I know a little bit about this community. There's 6, 7, 8, 9 I didn't never heard of. So it's that exposure. I mean, a lot of people are going to go to the boat show because there's not a lot going on this weekend, but it's also a great show. It's over at the Rush Center. It starts Friday, and you're with your family, and or maybe you're retired and you want to be part of your organization.
Have a conversation. Just come in and chat with us, and you don't have to wait for the boat show. You can reach out through our Facebook page or online, and we can start the conversation at any time.
How many are there of you?
Well,
just not just you.
There's only one.
There's
Kevin.
There's only one, Frank.
Just only one you. Only one mayor. Only one John. Thankfully.
Yeah, that.
Thankfully.
Of yous guys.
Only one Mino.
Is he listening?
Here in the Green Bay Flotilla, there's a little over four, I think around 40 members right now. Around Lake Michigan, which is our district level, just around the lake, about 800 auxiliaries.
That's awesome. And again, it's an organization that works in conjunction with the
Coast Guard.
With the Coast Guard.
I mean, some of our members train to Coast Guard level and actually fill active duty Coast Guard positions. We have several members that cook aboard Coast Guard cutters and at the Coast Guard station and then help out with that way. And other ones basically answer the radio calls for help.
That is just great. I want to talk a little bit about more boat show and a little bit more what we can do about boater safety. He gets this.
This is Sailing by Christopher Cross.
It's a great song.
He doesn't miss a thing.
Wow.
We're going to be right back. This is Frank Hermes and Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
All caught up in the reverie. Every word is a symphony.
All right, welcome back. Christopher Cross.
I love Christopher Cross. Makes me want to take a nap when I hear this song.
Okay, yeah. We got to keep a little bit more energy.
Let's get it going.
Your
yacht rock radio station.
Yacht rock radio.
Can we sing along on it?
We'll stay away from that. But the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, it's just something else in this community that we're blessed to have. It's 40 people who give of their time and their talent to really encourage boater safety. And we have, as Kevin was saying earlier, 70,000 boaters, and it can get a little bit busy, and it can, I'm not saying it's going to be dangerous, but you really want to get boater safety at the top of your list, and now's the time to do it.
Right, because anyone who's a boater, if you're listening right now, you've been out on the bay, and you know how quickly the weather can change. You know, you saw Luke Zampi or whoever's forecast the day, and you know that this afternoon it's going to rain, but he might be off.
Choppy. It's going to be choppy.
It's going to be choppy.
Yeah.
Choppy can mean a couple different things.
Yes, it can.
And it can vary greatly if you're in a kayak, a canoe, or a 16-foot John boat with an outboard, or a 60-foot cabin cruiser. Choppy can affect any one of those people in a number of different ways. So knowing what to do, knowing what to look for, knowing where to find the information is all about just being an educated boater.
And what are some of the advances if somebody maybe hasn't done this in a while? They haven't gone and looked at the latest and greatest. They still have the life preservers, the flashlight. I mean, what?
You have those giant orange life jackets your grandma used to strap to you before you go in the swimming pool or to the beach.
No. Really, there's something better than that?
Yeah, there's a few things better than that. There's all sorts of things. There's the belt pack. If you're a stand-up paddler, you can wear the belt pack, and you can get them to automatically inflate when you go in the water or not, because a lot of us like to fall in the water and cool off on those hot days. So,
but that, I want to talk about that. I'm not sure we use those. When you're on a stand-up paddleboard, which you got to have a sense of balance. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, Frank. I'm glad.
It's hard. Okay. Yeah, it's tough on a 6'3", 260-pound guy. Yeah.
But you have to have a life preserver with you.
You do. That's a paddlecraft. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that life jacket with you. I mean, the fine is about twice what it would cost to buy a really nice life jacket. So, I mean, just buy the life jacket and have it with you at very least. But have it on you, especially one of those ones that isn't in the way. You're not wearing it over your shoulders, but it'll save your life in the water. People say, well, you know, I'm tethered to my board.
Yeah.
Well, again, if that powerboat cuts you off and you're separated from your board, that can make the biggest difference in the world. One of the things I've shown at the seminars at the boat show over the last few years is an incredible video of a couple of guys that were in a canoe off of Bremerton, Washington, and they were out paddling for the day. Something happened. They flipped over. Their life jackets floated away. It was 55-degree water, and they were in that water for 3.5 hours before the Coast Guard found them, and one of them almost drowned. And the rescue, where the Coast Guardsman reaches over the boat, the guy sinks into the water, and the Coast Guardsman reaches down into the water and grabbed him and pulled him up. It was that close to that guy losing his life, and it was just because they weren't wearing their life jackets. On the boat is one thing. On you is another.
I like that.
You know, a rule of thumb that I do when I'm, you know, we like to water sports and we're out there a lot with the kids, is if you can't swim that far, don't go that far.
Exactly.
That's kind of the thing I tell my kids. So
well, that's interesting. Swim to shore.
Yep, swim to shore if you can do that. You know, they have their life preservers on, but one of the things is, what if you lose that life preserver? Can you swim that far?
Yeah.
And
something else to do. Yeah. If you really want to teach yourself a lesson, get in the water where you can't touch bottom, swimming pool or at the beach, and try to put a life jacket on while you're trying to tread water. It's not easy to do. And then think about the shock of if there had been an incident that propelled you into the water, and now you're trying to get to a life jacket and put it on. Yeah. It's really, really hard to do, and you can learn a lot from that experience.
Or try to get to others in the boat. You know, kids along. Imagine trying to help get their jackets on when it's too late. You know,
so boater safety. We're talking about when you're on the water, life preservers, some other equipment that. And you guys do these inspections at no cost. Is there a charge for that?
It's no cost for the inspections, and no, we're the auxiliary. Just like the Coast Guard, with the exception of two things. We do not deploy for military deployments, and we do not do law enforcement. So we don't write you a ticket if your fire extinguisher is out of date. What you get is the exact same inspection the Coast Guard is going to do in a boarding, but you're going to get it as a coaching session. This is what you need to go get and have in your boat before you get out on the water.
These guys should do the parking utility downtown. You know, just tell us, just a little, give us little advice. Training. Give us advice, training. But don't give us tickets.
I need training on these meters. Oh, I live in Sturgeon Bay. What's parking meter?
Hey, we just had one of the new guys here. How do you put coins in these things?
Yeah.
So that's they're the all new apps. Training. They're all and apps. How do you put a stamp on an envelope? So
It's stamped?
Wait, what? Yeah. What's mail? Hey, what's that?
I want to ask you guys one other thing that has come up time and time again, and just your advice, but sometimes people drink a little bit on the water, and that can lead to some danger. Is that, can you get a DUI on the water, or is that something that you...
You can absolutely get it on the water, and you get it a whole lot more quickly than you do, because you can, being on the water, you're probably not hydrating as much. Your body is constantly working in the balance of the boat with every wave and every movement, and the sun and the heat. You will become intoxicated much more quickly on the water than you will on land. And the penalty on the water is more severe than it is on land.
So you get stopped. You get a DWI on the water. Nobody else is not drinking on that boat. Do you just put an anchor in that boat and leave it out there and haul everybody in?
No.
I mean, what do you do? I just thought of that.
I mean, our active duty shipmates would probably, depending on if there's, is there another captain who can bring the boat in?
Okay.
If not, then they'll probably tow the whole boat in.
Gotcha.
Or not drink.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, that's a good thing. You know, that's a good the other thing. I just think we're so fortunate and so blessed to live on, you know, the Fox River, Lake Michigan. And to take advantage of that, it could be ruined with one bad decision.
Right.
Or bad, like not getting inspected or not having your life preserver. Right. So I really want people to enjoy that. And we have so many, and I wish even more people, you know, have that paddle sail thing that we teach kids, you know, that maybe are a little lower income. They really haven't been exposed to these natural resources, and teach them how to sail.
There's
a
Sea Scout unit in Sturgeon Bay and Sheboygan that young people can get involved with at age 14 to learn how to be safer out on the water. And that's the thing, is it can change in a heartbeat. We're all having fun out there, but just one thing can go wrong unexpectedly, and it changes quickly.
Right. A lot of variables that can go wrong.
Yep.
Right. So with that, we're going to the boat show. Talk to you guys, boater safety, and then walk down the aisle a little bit more and buy a boat.
Then bring Frank.
There we go.
There's some nice boats there. Oh, there's some unbelievable.
I want a cigar boat. Do you want a cigar
boat?
Yeah,
that's fast. All right. We're moving down to Miami. We'll do the...
That's my Miami team.
Very good. John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Thanks for what you guys are doing. We'll see you Friday at the boat show at the Resch Center. And if you'll have information there, give us your website one more time real quick.
Oh, I don't have the website.
Find us on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, on Facebook. Yep. All right, U.S. Coast Guard. All right, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having
Keep
me.
Up the good
so
work.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Good info.
All right, we'll be right back.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me. Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3
93 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations all across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. Valentine's Day is Friday, and if you put off ordering flowers for your sweetheart to the very last moment, you might end up falling for a scam. Here's Melissa Kay with that story.
Turning to online florists for last-minute orders may seem like the answer if you wait too late, but you may end up with a disappointing arrangement or no flowers at all. The scams can play out in multiple ways, but the end result is always frustration and sometimes stolen personal and payment information. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau recommends you research the seller, read customer reviews, verify the seller's contact info, check that the website is secure, use secure payment methods such as a credit card, and understand order placement and delivery timelines, among other tips. You can find more information and check for BBB-accredited florists at BBB.org.
In tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way today from this morning right on through this evening. Overall, we're looking at around 2 to 4, maybe a little more inches by the time it winds down overnight tonight. Our high today near 20. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The last half hour. Isn't this flown by, Frank?
I can't remember. Like 10 minutes ago, did we start? Yeah. So many great guests.
We had a lot of great guests. Yeah. And we have another one coming up here. I sure want to thank, though, Ashley Hoffman, who came in from the Hotel Northland. To remind people, we got that pause for applause next Saturday, and that's going to be a big thing. Of course, Amanda Johnson, Howell Resource Center, Give Big Green Bay is coming up a week
Maddie
from today.
Maddie the Penguin was here.
Maddie the Penguin, she was here too, Give Big Green Bay. So let's put that on our calendar. They're going to be in the igloo right in front of Gallagher's and what is it?
Gallagher's Pizza and the brewery.
Yeah, the brewery.
Zimbaldi's.
Yeah. Okay, I go there. It slipped. And Benny Diana Melcor, they got a lot going on. Their new place now on Main Street.
Moving with the Melcors,
yes,
TM.
Yes, we at TM, we got that. Yeah. And of course, we just had the guys in from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, which is we're so fortunate to have them here in our community. 70,000 boaters, people with licenses, and John Kramer and Kevin Osgood. But now we are going to keep it going with great
celebrity guests.
This is a celebrity. Yeah. So you're not a household name, but everybody knows your work. You know, you're one of
it,
right?
Seems like it. Yeah.
Okay. You're one of those guys. We got a special guest in house here, Spencer Nolan. Now, Spencer's been on here before. This is a super talented guy.
Thank you.
Are. I mean, you started this, I don't know, high school. When did you start painting?
Yeah. So I've always been drawing my whole life. Yeah. You know, when I went to college, I decided, you know, I'm going to do something I love. So I pursued art. I went graphic design and, you know, graduated. I worked in a corporate setting for a while and wasn't really my thing. Decided to take a chance on myself. And I mean, 10 years later, fast forward now, I'm here talking with you. So.
And you're making a great living. I think let's just talk about a couple things that you do for the community. One is the fence on Lombardi.
Yep. That's the very first thing I started doing in the Green Bay community that kind of really propelled my artwork to the next level. So,
and do you get a lot of advice?
Yeah, believe it or not, a lot of people want to give their insider opinions what it should be every year. And it's like, I do my best to collect as much information as I can to like put it towards the next season.
But it's your idea, right? It's your idea.
For the most part, it's a collective between the owner and myself. Okay. And, you know, we kind of come with an agreement.
You come with sketches or what?
We do the whole thing.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Okay. It's not just freehand. You just.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. So, like, you're always referencing, players and stuff and images. Like, you know, we're going to go do throwback, like Vernon Bieber, like, he's such a famous photographer that I've looked up to with my art being a sports artist, I would say, for myself. So.
So even though it's a little cool, are you going to paint over that for the draft? Are you thinking the draft?
Yeah, so
cool.
Yeah, we got
scoop. We got the scoop now. Yeah, we're gonna get it. We got the scoop.
So we got a couple fences in the area. So definitely the one we have something in the works, and then the other one with for the love of Wisconsin. So it has like Chris Farley, Chrissy Barlamet, Ryan Rubel, Ed the Diver. So we're trying to think of ideas. Like I know it's like fastly approaching.
It is
me. Put me on there.
Hey, Frank, we can campaign. We can make it happen.
Okay. Let me be Frank Productions.
I'm just kidding.
But I think, I don't know, I guess you do know, how many people see that? I mean, not just residents, but tourists
it's
everybody.
A lot.
You know what? I can help you out with that because I used to buy outdoor signs advertising. I used to sell it. And just Lombardi Avenue is 25,000 people a day. Just saying.
That's crazy.
Was back in the 90s when I sold outdoor advertising.
And
so
I see that they have the footprint for the draft. And am I right that one lane's going to be open? Or are they closing both?
I think it's closing both.
Oh, they're
of them,
closing both. Okay.
I believe.
All right.
I just,
well, that's kind of cool. They'll be walking in front of your place then.
Well, and that's what I'm saying too. So it's like you have a whole walking area where it's kind of like a art alley in a way because you have more than one Packers fence out there, you know, and you're
and then
kinda,
you got the donation bowl.
Yeah.
I like this one the
best.
You
just got to put up that little UPC code. They just could just send you cash.
A donation. That's pretty cool that you're working on that now. And I think, like you said, just the visibility of that. Hey, you did something else that was really cool that I think people saw and didn't connect it with you, and that's the cleats.
Yeah, so kind of a crazy year to say the least. Previous years I've always done at least like one Packer player cleat. This year it definitely went a little crazy. When it was all said and done, I did over 60 pairs of cleats for Packer players.
Wow.
would say maybe 30 players.
Do they come with you with what, like they say this is, or do they say, hey, can you make my cleats look cool? Or do they come with a charity or?
Yeah. So,
or an idea or?
So throughout the whole season, so like each week I would probably get like a few cleats that I would work on and they would have a specific guideline. Like it's mostly the colorway. So you got to keep it that green, yellow, gray, black, white accents. And then there's a special week called My Cause, My Cleats.
Yeah.
And each player can give back to a charity that they choose. Okay. So when they wear these cleats that are customized, then they can like auction it off. Yeah, it's super
cool. So your
cool.
art is getting auctioned off all over.
Yeah, so I had, I did, like, obviously I did 27 pairs for Packer players that one specific week. The one that really was a big one was Lucas Van Ness's. He had, I believe it was like 2 sacks that game. And it was for the Stead Family Hospital in, like, Iowa. And it went for $3,500.
How many cleats can you turn out in a day?
Oh, my gosh.
when they say 30 cleats, are you getting them the week before?
So this was, like, 2.5 weeks like
okay.
advance. So I had a little bit of time, not a whole lot of time. So I was doing like maybe 3-4 pairs a day.
You go to bed, you wake up, you start painting. You know what I mean? That's just to get that all done.
Yep.
So with Spencer Nolan Young, who's the local artist that does a lot of, you've done some work in New York, Texas.
Yeah.
You're like, you're big time.
Nah, I'm big. I'm not big time. You
he
know?
Is large. He is. I'm going to go 6'6", 290, right? Yeah.
A little bigger than that, I think. I haven't been on a scale in a while, let's just say. So
I want to try and block him out when we're done here.
He played for Philly.
St. Norbert.
Well, I know. I was going to say that Philly had that unbelievable line. And I'm a Chiefs fan, so let's move on. You played at St. Norbert.
Yep.
Just got this bug for the art, tried the corporate world, and that happens to people often, not real often, but they're like, hey, look, this just isn't me.
Yep.
And to go out and go on your own, you must have had family support. And
oh, yeah. My parents have been amazing throughout the whole process. Like, I think there were times where maybe they didn't get it, they didn't understand it, but they knew it made me happy. So I'm forever grateful for them supporting me through all my career.
So and finger then, paints for Christmas you got every year?
Hey, listen, the Christmas gifts were checked off every year. Awesome. You know, they're all homemade, so you can't go wrong with that. And then my wife, who, like, we've been together for, it's going to be...
be careful.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's coming up here pretty quick. But she's been my number one fan, my number one supporter.
Awesome.
Like, even with my doing football cleats, she ran the household and wouldn't have been able to get it done without her. Right. So
you got the NFL draft coming up. You're molding some things around. Will the cleat thing continue again? Did we play? Is that every year? Is that an annual?
Yeah,
it is good. So next year you'll be
like week 13, week 14.
Okay.
That's when I do a lot of the cleats, but it's a weekly thing.
Okay.
So there's been times where I get a message Friday night and they leave, you know, Saturday afternoon. I need a pair done. So
Luke Van Ness called you?
Yeah. So that, like, I get players messaging me, you know, whether that's text, that's on social media, that's phone calls.
They're sharing your number.
Yeah. So, and it's kind of funny because it's like, you don't know what the number is, but like, you'll say, like, Molly Keith called me, and it was like a Mississippi number, and I was told he would be calling me. So I was like, all right, I know this is him right here. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
They pay, which they should, but do you say, look, can I get a picture for my kid too? Or?
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. They're the best.
They are, right?
Yeah. They even said, like, you know, like, even when they fly back home after the season and stuff, and it's like, yo, I'll hit you up when I come back in the area and, you know, connect and plan some other things for the future. So
Does LaFleur ask you to try out by chance?
Oh, man.
When these guys see, okay, I'm just going to ask. When these, you got a defensive back or, you know, the smaller guys, and they see you like, who are you?
Yeah, so it was funny because, like, one of my first, like, I would say, like, clients that I worked with a Packer player was Mike Daniels.
Okay.
And Mike Daniels on the short side, and he walked up to me, and the first thing when he saw me, he's like, yeah, I'm small. I know it. And I'm like, the dude's, like, 6 foot, 300-some pounds.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I'm probably, like, 6'7".
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how much I weigh now. Okay, but
it doesn't matter. I was just kidding.
But what a great guy, Mike Daniels. Like, two things. Yeah. He used to hold some auctions, and I have a pair of his cleats, but I want to tell you one other story. Mike Daniels is also the president of Nicolet Bank, which is right down the road here.
Yeah.
His name's Mike Daniels, St. Norbert guy. He's a great guy. I had to call him. I was working on a fundraiser, and, you know, I hit him up for some money. So I call, and I just hit Mike Daniels, and it was
Packers.
There's the Packer guy out in Jersey. Yeah. I said, oh, Mike.
Whoops.
I didn't say, well,
you had both of their numbers on speed dial?
Right. Well, they're right next to each other. Yeah. I think they're spelled the same. Anyway,
Jim, tell the story how you got out of that.
Oh, I did. That is true. And he goes, "Oh, man, how you doing?" You know, and I'm good. I said, "You know, Mike, this New Year's resolution, I call kind of a long lost friend every week, and you're on there." "Well, that's great." And I told you about his kids and coaching and stuff. So I kind of
smooth.
You backed it up.
I backed it up. Smooth. I backed it, but I got out of it. I got out of it. Anyway, what I just want to say, there's so many great Packer players, and they're so kind, and I'm glad to hear that, you know, they're good to you and your kids. Yep. So, so what's next? I mean, you're young.
Yeah. Oh, that's my last name too. So it's,
oh yes.
Yeah. Forever Young Designs. That's my business too. So, I mean,
Spencer Nolan Young.
Yeah. I've been, designing more football cleats, outside from like painting Packer player cleats. I actually paint like a lot of the top high school players in the country's football cleats, install murals around the area. I know with the NFL draft coming up, a lot of Airbnbs in the area want some cool artwork on their walls. So I've been staying pretty busy.
Oh, that'll keep you busy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I got to tell you, the coolest thing, and my kids are going to think I'm so cool. You went to Texas and you painted like how many square feet of a Roblox?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was a 10,000 square foot building.
What was your design?
Let's tell our listeners what Roblox are, yeah, in case they're like me.
You don't know?
No, okay. I don't.
So Roblox is like a super popular video game amongst the kids.
The game.
Yeah, it's like the metaverse for video gaming.
Like Mario?
Essentially. Yeah, same
it's
realm.
It's different than Pong.
Pong?
It's different than Pong.
Okay. I'm with you guys. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the animation department, Wonderworks Studio, invited me down to their headquarters, and they said, go crazy here.
It's how great. Did they hear of you?
So it's funny, because I actually played semi-professional football in the area.
Okay.
And one of the guys that played for like a year was like, we were buddies, and then he moved down to Texas, and he's like, hey, I got a project for you if you're interested. Wow. So, yeah, flew me down and everything, and...
And so you walked in there, did you send them sketches, say, this is what I'm thinking, or did you just walk in there and say, yo, everybody get out?
So originally we had like planned for just doing three walls, so nothing major. And then they're like, can you just do the whole building? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess, but I don't have like all my materials. They're like, well, we'll pay you this much if you do it. I was like, all right, we'll definitely make it work. So
did you have help or did you do it by yourself?
Actually, my mom flew down with me. Yeah, so it was kind of mother and son bonding experience.
That's awesome.
You know, I'll cherish forever.
Just
so.
Gave her a roller.
Yeah, pretty much. She's pretty good painting too. Yeah, so, okay.
But you're an artist that left corporate. Do you work with other people, or are you one of those guys that everybody get out?
I mean, I collab once in a while with other artists, but I like staying in my own lane for the most part. You know, I have very high standards when it comes to my artwork, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist at the end of the day, and it's kind of hard critiquing other people's work, and if I got to critique my own, it's even harder too.
Right. Okay.
So
I got a technical question.
Yeah.
So you're an artist. Do you ever drink coffee and get a little shaky?
Believe it or not, I don't drink coffee.
You don't. Nope. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Stay away from that stuff.
The nerves will get to me.
And they say it stunt your growth.
You didn't drink any coffee.
You didn't have any coffee.
Exhibit A.
All right. Spencer, this is great what you're doing for this community. And you know, just good luck with the NFL draft.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you got a great future. And now with this whole, whatever, LMI or these kids that get paid, they're going to want their cleats done too.
Oh, for sure.
So you got a whole new market opening up for you.
Yep.
That's
I just
awesome.
Thought of something.
Jim, Jim has a pair of tap dan shoes. Maybe he's one of those, right?
I do.
I'm down. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Just a quick question. You're going to be painting those fences in the cold weather. How do you do that? Is there a certain type of paint?
So I think since it's like a temporary installation, like we'll install a new fence like in the start of the season.
Okay.
So I think the weather will cooperate with us for the most part.
Okay.
Other than that, we just got to find that window to install, because you never know. You might have 12 inches of snow one day, and then you have sun bright.
April.
Yeah, exactly.
Spencer Nolan Young, the artist, local artist here, Packer fences, cleats, young, talented guy. It's good fun to watch you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I think you're going to do just awesome here. Thanks for making the community look better.
No problem.
All right, take care. We're going to be right back. This is
We're going to arm wrestle.
You can have it. I'm betting on Spencer. I'll tell you that. We'll be right back.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And when the mayor, air.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are wrapping it up, Frank.
Wow. That was a great day today.
You make it a great day. This is just... And I think what we try to do here, you and I talk about the press times once in a while. Yeah. I know we both read them and they cover the local, but you know, but this show today, I think we really inform people about some of the local things going on, everything from the, you know, pause for applause. And of course, give Big Green Bay's a big deal. And of course the Melcor's Corps always got stuff going on.
They're awesome folks.
That U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary, that checks a lot of boxes.
It does.
Maybe you're, you know, younger kids, or we've talked during the break about that could even be a father-son thing to join.
And I think what they offer is experience on what to do out there.
Right.
And sometimes you need that. You just need that experience. Don't do it without knowing.
Take the edge off. Mom won't worry. Yep. You know, if you got that. And, of course, Spencer's got it going on. Spencer, Nolan Young. So speaking of things going on, you're good.
Yeah, I am fantastic. In fact, when we're done with this, I'm going to go work out, and then I'm going to go load my trailer, and I'm heading to the Capitol Civic Center. I'm loading in at 2 o'clock. They say the snow is going to start at noon.
Yeah.
Just white fluffy stuff, folks. We have tickets available down there at the Capitol Civic Center. And then we're back at the Meyer Theater with our brand new show called Anchorman, Hello Green Bay.
That is going to be fun.
It is such a... And you know what, Jim? It's great music from the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
It's the great tunes. You'll know every song. You know, and you get to see me dance in this show.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
I will say your shows bring the energy.
Yeah.
And you go to theater, you want to feel good, but you know, sometimes, I don't know, it's just, but musicals usually elevate that. And you always have music, right?
It's all about excitement. We want you to come to the theater and forget about life for 2 hours. Yeah. And I get that every show. Man, you just made me forget about what was going on for
two hours.
Yeah. And that's what we want to do. We take you away a little bit. It's kooky. It's funny. But I have so much talent on stage. Everybody can sing like a bird. And the color, the pageantry, the lighting. I spent another 14 grand on lights this year. So I got more moving lights. It looks like you go to Branson, you don't see a show that's not even, I mean, it's the same level.
Wow, that's awesome.
Or Vegas.
Hey, speaking of theater, I was going to tell you this on break. I'll just tell you right now. So I have my kids like theater.
Yes.
They've always loved you, and they've been into Dudley Birder and many, many shows. One of my kids is out in New York, and I think one of the reasons she decided to live out there is they take in a lot of theater.
Yep.
And They started a new program. I just talked to her yesterday about this, that she joined. It's kind of like Pros on Broadway. So it's these doctors, finance people that were in music theater,
and then they
but their parents kind of said to them, why don't you do that part-time?
Exactly.
And then they go to school, and they study. And she's got to pay to join that, but isn't they're going to be putting on a show at the end of March.
So she gets to perform in New York?
Yeah, she got two solos.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know, it's just a great program.
Are you going?
You know what? We talked about that last night. I'm going to be... No, I'm on a...
I'll cover for you.
Okay. Well, you can cover for me. I'm going to be out of town. We're going somewhere. But I just think that theater that you do, and you bring in people, Jack Janowitz was part of your group for a little while, and of course, Mike Haddad's daughter sang with you
Kelly,
for a little while. Kelly
Maggie
was awesome.
Maggie Dame, she was on American Idol.
Right.
So we... And my son, who was on American Idol also.
He's great.
So we have some skills, and, you know, 26 years, Jim... 26 years that we employ 13 people. This is their full-time job. Who can say in a small community of 120,000 that you can have a professional theater troupe where people make a living at it?
And
you know?
That's a lot of people.
It is.
To feed a lot, that's a real responsibility that you've taken on. And I would think that industry is a little more difficult. I mean, it's not like paper converting, although ours was tough, but I mean, we had a pretty good base.
Live theater... And
you made it through COVID.
We did. I didn't want to talk about that. Okay, we did. And every year has been getting better and better. But live theater is on the downswing because of AI and because of younger people not seeing live entertainment. It's a different
really?
Game. It's a different game. For us baby boomers, we're still out there. So we got some longevity. But I want to get that younger crowd in too. You know? And that's what my aim is.
Yeah. That kind of surprises me a little bit because I think I would think that maybe older people are more into the movies and that they're more into the young theater. We have to figure that out.
The trend is theater is on the way down, just like wine. Nobody's drinking wine anymore, too. That's on the downswing. What's up?
What are they? Well, we're drinking less.
Yes. Yes.
The cold country is drinking. So it's a health thing. So it's not like they've switched from wine to Tito's?
No, they don't. Because alcohol causes cancer, they finally said, you know. Really? You know, smoking eventually.
As soon as they said that, it was over.
I'm done. But you know what? The folks are still coming out there. We still, you know, we're doing 70 shows a year at the Meyer Theater. We're bringing 25,000 folks downtown. And we just love every second of it. And we have a great season ticket subscription list. And you can still get season tickets for the rest of the year, so.
And that's a beautiful theater as well.
Meyer
I think
theater.
A lot of people have been there. And like you said, for Valentine's Day or on Saturday as well, grab dinner.
Yep.
Go to the show. You'll be their special
and it's
Valentine.
So affordable. $37 a ticket. You know, two people can go for $64 or whatever. I didn't do my math correctly, but I think that's what it is.
It's close.
No, close. 70, whatever.
It's 60 for sure.
72. It's over
72.
60. But dinner and a show, I mean, come on.
That's great. Well, thanks for doing that.
Thanks,
and you're going to stay at it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not done. In fact, I was talking to Matt. Hey, how long can I have a contract here, buddy? Because I don't want to quit. When I get to that retirement age, and I'm getting there, Jim, and I don't ever want to retire. I have a job that I love. I don't even have a job.
I don't know who came up with that.
I don't either.
No, Walmart greeter. I don't know what I'm going to do, but no, this is great. I mean, I love working here. Yeah. And you know, you find a nonprofit that you maybe want to work at or get paid at, you know, if you want to. And then we just need good presenters. I call them teachers, but you know, the syllabus is done, the curriculum's kind of done, and just real life experiences. Like if you would teach theater, I mean, nobody lived that more than you and maybe Dudley Birder, but that's about it. I mean,
you know, in fact, I get calls all the time. Hey, Frank, you offer any classes? Maybe when I get older.
Right.
You know? But I don't know if I'm not a classically trained actor. I'm more of a method actor.
But you're a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I just act
this
out.
Thanks again, Frank, for coming
thanks
in.
For
Todd, thank
me.
You. This has been a great show. And we're just going to see everyone tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow we're in Oshkosh. We are at WISS in Oshkosh. Great studio.
You got to drive there in the morning?
Yep.
Nice.
Have fun. 4:30. All right.
I'll turn you on.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow
out
of Oshkosh.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshauer. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in Belgium and telling the Ukraine Defense Contact Group the war between Russia and Ukraine must end, and when a peace is negotiated,
we want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
Today, President Trump meets with Narendra Modi, the leader of India. One question is whether the president will hit India with the tariffs he's imposed on other countries. A disappointing January inflation report, consumer prices 3% higher than a year ago. They were up half a percentage point from December's number. NOAA's Storm Prediction Center says there's an increased risk of tornadoes across the South later today, the highest threat in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, including cities like Hattiesburg and Montgomery. This is ABC News.